what stops seriously ill black patients and their families from getting the care they want in life and in death. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Black Americans are at greater risk for many serious illnesses like dementia and kidney failure, but they're less likely to receive palliative and hospice care, care that research shows can make living and dying with these diseases less painful for patients and their families. Both palliative and hospice care offer a mix of physical, emotional, and spiritual support. Palliative care is for people focused on living, hospice for those at the end of life. Black Americans get less of both, says Boston College's Karen Bullock.
If this is the gold standard of care and people like me, black people, are refusing this care, I wanted to understand why.
After Karen's mom, Annie Mae, was diagnosed with lung cancer, she found much of her mother's care inadequate. But she says the last 3 days of Annie Mae's life, which she spent at home in hospice, were excellent.
Because we were in our own space, we could do all the things that culturally matter to us. We could pray out loud, we could shout, we could sing. And that was one of the things that made the most significant difference in my mother's capacity to die well.
Those final few moments of Annie Mae's life have inspired Karen's career. She's studied the experiences of more than 1,000 black people and has identified two big barriers. One, a deep-rooted mistrust of the larger healthcare system.
Why should black people believe that a healthcare system is going to honor their wishes when for your lifetime the system hasn't honored your wishes? You haven't had access to healthcare. And now, as they're approaching the end of life, to ask them to trust these same systems of care is a really difficult thing to do.
The second barrier, a series of signs to black families that this kind of care isn't for you.
This is a European model of care that many white people find to be extremely helpful in dying a good death and having their needs met until the end. And there are certain aspects of that philosophy of care that are culturally incongruent for black people in particular.
For example, surveys show spirituality plays a much larger role in the lives of black families, but white hospice workers may be unfamiliar with those traditions. As for solutions, Karen says diversifying the healthcare workforce is a top priority. Others advocate expanding palliative care for people on Medicare.
People need to be able to think about it and rethink about it and change their minds, and palliative care gives you that option.
Karen admits work on healthcare equity can be slow and lonely. On hard days, she thinks about her family continuing to sing, chant, and pray as her mom passed. And was Annie Mae conscious in those last couple hours?
Well, according to the hospice philosophy, the hearing is the last to go. And so the hospice social worker said, continue to say the things you want to say because she can hear you even if she can't respond. And so we believe that, yes, she was able to pass with dignity because we did all the things that we knew she would have wanted us to do. And that's the message I would like to carry forward so that healthcare providers can create the space for other families to do the same.
To have the good death.
To have the good death, yes.
To hear more from Karen and about one mother's fight to get her son equitable care for his rare cancer, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.